The Bristol Bay Native Corporation's board of directors have made a significant statement of opposition of mineral oil and gas resource developments in Bristol Bay. On Friday, the corporation passed resolutions opposing the Pebble Mine and offshore oil and gas drilling in the Bering Sea. KDLG's Adam Kane has this story.
Jason Matrokin is the president and CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. Matrokin says that despite the fact that the proposed mine would be on state-owned lands, access roads were believed to have had to cross Native Corporation lands, which will now be more difficult for the Pebble Partnership to secure.
Being that the resolution is in opposition to the Pebble Mine project, it may be very difficult for the project to have a plan that includes Native Corporation land access. This is one area that BBNC certainly has known for some time, maybe a leverage point for us in terms of the project itself. Could it be permitted if the risks are too high, which we believe they are in respect of to the potential benefits that may come from a project like this? It's a way that the corporation could essentially say that that we're opposed to it. We have ways that could ultimately make it very difficult for the project to get permitted or even developed for that matter. So this is, I think, a very important message that BBNC has sent to the developers of the Pebble Mine project.
Matrokin says that in the resolution to oppose offshore oil and gas leasing, the board cited that the potential risks that a petrochemical spill could pose to the natural resources in the area did not outweigh its benefits.
The concern is over the fisheries, both the commercial fisheries and subsistence fisheries in the Bristol Bay region are viable. They're the life stream of the Bristol Bay region, and this decision by BBNC's board is saying that it's a higher priority to us than the potential benefits that could come from offshore oil and gas leasing or ultimately development.
Mike Heatwall is the Vice President of Public Affairs for the Pebble Partnership. He says that the Pebble Partnership was disappointed with the action taken by the Native Corporations Board. However, he maintains that pre-feasibility work will continue.
You know, our goal is to bring forward a development plan that starts to answer a lot of the questions folks have, which is, you know, the style of mining, rate of mining, what the full opportunity could be from a jobs, annual income, state and local taxation, potential for low-cost power possibly to the region and things like that.
Heatwall says that once a mining development plan is completed, the Pebble Partnership plans to share it with all stakeholders in the region, including the BBNC's board of directors. Though both of the proposed resource development projects are located off of corporation lands, Matrokin feels that the BBNC's statement of opposition could still have an impact in the final decision-making.
I think that we do have a major voice in the region, and our shareholders have spoken up. Our board is paying attention, and these were two decisions that I think could be very important in both of these processes.
Since 2006, the BBNC had maintained a proactively neutral position on large-scale mining. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.